President Trump and Vice President Joe Biden are scheduled to debate each other in Nashville. It will all take place at Belmont University, the only one of the original hosts that has kept his promise of receiving the two candidates. WPLN Sergio Martinez Beltran went to the campus and has the story.
These days, the beautiful grounds of Belmont University are noisy and busy.
There's a lot of tents being set up. All the lawns are closed down.
That's Jackson Bowling, a music business freshman. He says it's weird to see all of this happening in his campus. There's literally trucks driving by nonstop carrying poles and tents, all to be used for what is expected to be the last debate of this election cycle between President Donald Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden.
I guess it is interesting to have a different perspective on how the debates go, because usually you only see the debate actually happening and not all of the behind-the-scenes work that actually has to go in.
But not every student is as interested.
Tell me a little bit how you feel about, you know, Belmont hosting the presidential debate, the third and final one.
Well, first and foremost, I find it absolutely hilarious that it may not even actually happen.
Jada Harris is a 19-year-old fashion design major. Her snarky comment is a valid one. The second presidential debate never happened after President Trump contracted COVID-19. Harris says she is concerned about the campus allowing people and activists to not wear masks. She also worries about visitors not taking the safety precautions seriously.
Honestly, at this point, I just want it to be over. Like, I'm not a big fan of being within like a mile radius of a bunch of Trump supporters or people who like Biden enough to actually come see him.
But the university sees this as an opportunity for the world to know more about Belmont, and they know this platform actually works. In 2003, Belmont applied to be a host, but the Commission on Presidential Debates rejected them because the organization felt the university was not ready. But then the school completed the Curb Event Center. That allowed Belmont to host its first presidential debate in 2008 between then-Senators Barack Obama and John McCain. Bob Fisher, the university's president, says that event brought a lot of attention to Nashville. He remembers how the newspapers as far away as India published front pages about the debate.
I don't know of any other way to get on the front page of those papers in New Delhi.
Since then, Belmont has made itself available to host debates. But for next week's event, Belmont is in a unique position. The university is the only of the original hosts that has stuck to its promise of holding a presidential debate. To other schools, Notre Dame and the University of Michigan, dropped out due to safety concerns. Fisher says he takes this commitment seriously because it's a partnership with the Commission on Presidential Debates.
And when you're somebody's partner, you support them in good times and bad times. And so we felt like at every turn, as I watched other people make their decisions, I did stop and think it through again and again. But still see no reason why we wouldn't do it.
The final debate will be in a smaller scale than what the university originally planned for. There won't be as many reporters or audience on campus. Still, hundreds of volunteers and employees are working hard to make it a success. Fisher says he expects it to be in person, but he's ready for anything.
You just gotta roll with it, baby.
For now, Biden and Trump are still expected to debate at Belmont University, although in times of COVID, anything could happen. Sergio Martinez Beltran, WPLN News.